Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Did you know that as more people listen to WNYC on the internet, our bandwidth expenses go up? Please do your part to support WNYC's online services. Click the ePledge button to make your gift now. And thanks.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Hi. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. It's amazing that couples get along at all when you think of all the things that make two people so different. But when those differences are political, well, for a lot of people, that can be a deal breaker right off the bat. That's the topic that Maura Stevens set out to explore when she decided to make a romantic comedy set in the middle of what? The 2004 Republican National Convention here in New York. The movie Conventioneers tells the story of a New York Democrat who meets up with an old flame who comes to town as a delegate while she's protesting the convention. Turns out she's kind of surprised when she finds out that he's a delegate for the RNC, and when she does find this out, she's not sure they can overcome it. Here's a clip from the film.
So, what are you doing in New York?
I'm here for the convention. I'm a delegate. I'm representing my county in Texas. I'm hoping to make sure that 4 more years of the Bush agenda is going to get this country where we need to be.
Wow.
You okay?
I guess I knew that you were conservative, but...
Well, I think you... I always knew that you're liberal, but I never thought it got in the way.
I just don't get this. I don't understand. I mean, you're not a stupid person. I mean, why this presidency of all presidents?
You know, Leah, maybe it's a good idea if we don't really talk politics. I mean...
All right. Not a stupid person. The director and co-writer of Conventioneers, Maura Stevens, joins me now. Hi, Maura. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi. Thank you. Excited to be here.
And as I said, we're going to open up the phones on this and turn it into a call-in as well. How have you dealt with political differences in relationships with a spouse, a lover, a friend, whoever it is? Give us a call. Actually, this is particularly in romantic relationships. So talk about having a girlfriend or a boyfriend who is of a different political persuasion or a spouse of a different political persuasion. How do you work it out? 212-433-WNYC. That, of course, is our on-air number, not our pledge line. We will never ask you for money on the air. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Tell us your stories of being in mixed political marriages or love affairs, past or present. Maura, your director's statement says you wanted to explore the polarization of politics in America through film, but you made a romantic comedy.
That's correct. The initial idea for the movie was to do this Romeo and Juliet love story set against the convention between a Republican and a Democrat, and I very much wanted to explore the divide in the country, but do it in a playful, fictional way. And we mix the actors inside the real convention, inside the real protests.
So really, in a way, you're telling the national story through the story of two individuals.
That's right. I'm very interested in how politics and these historical events affect the individual. So it's a political film, but looking at it from the personal human point of view.
So let's hear another clip from the film. There's another reason why this couple thinks it would never work out between them. Friends.
Sometimes I think you look at me and you say, there's no way the two of us could ever, like, have anything serious because we think differently. But, I mean, I don't think that that's really an impediment.
What are we talking about?
I'm just saying, you know, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, look at Carvel and Madeline. They have a great, great relationship.
I don't think our crowds would mingle. You know what I mean?
I think I know what she means. Have you been in this situation personally?
Not personally, but it came partly from nostalgia from when I was at Princeton and had friends from many different political backgrounds. And was looking at my group, you know, in Los Angeles. I was born and raised in New York, but now live in L.A., and was seeing how single-minded everybody was and had a certain nostalgia for when people could reach out to people from different political backgrounds.
So you think there's something about the times that we're living in that makes it harder?
Absolutely. And I was talking to a journalist friend who was down in D.C. who said he used to have friends across, you know, Republican, Democrats, and, you know, as we were approaching you know, the last presidential election, things became so divided that it was and politics became so personal in their attacks that it was impossible to have friendships, you know, relationships across political boundaries. And so this film, you know, looks at it from that point of view.
All right, listeners, we want to hear your stories of mixed political relationships. How do you work it out if you're a progressive and she's a conservative, or vice versa, or mix it up however you want? And tell us how you work it out, or if ultimately relationships you've been in have crashed over political differences. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Heather in Woodbridge, you're on WNYC. Hiya, Heather.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you for calling.
My husband and I have been in the country for 8 years, but became U.S. citizens in January, so this is the first opportunity that we are going to have to vote.
Where are you from?
South Africa.
Uh-huh.
And in our country, we were pretty well agreed on the politics of what was going on there. But we find, first of all, that we're absolutely aghast at the method that's used, the advertising and the mudslinging in both directions.
So how different do you find each other now?
A little different. I find that my husband is leaning towards the Democratic candidate, and I am leaning towards the Republican candidate.
Is it becoming an issue between you?
Not really an issue, but, you know, I feel that... We're kind of being blinded by the methods that they're using. I don't believe that either of them are really talking about any issues.
So the advertising is polarizing you two further.
Absolutely.
Heather, thank you. Janine in New Haven, you're on WNYC. Hi, Janine.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
That's good. I'm engaged to a gentleman from New Orleans who is actually... Republican, and I'm a Democrat. We work it out as we don't talk about it.
This is not always best practice in a marriage, is it?
Did you know it going into, when did you first find out that he was a Republican?
Well, you know, we met in 2004 when the presidential election was going on, and that's when we found out. At that time, we would have some heated debates over it, but at the same time, there are other things about him that I love so much more that I chose to ignore that aspect.
Isn't this, now stay there for a minute, Janine, but yeah. Maura, isn't this an issue in the film where one of the lovers wants to ignore the political differences and the other one wants to talk about it?
Well, actually, the Republican, Massey, who's the protagonist, is actually the romantic in the relationship, and he, over the course of the story, actually opens his mind up to her point of view and is trying to find a way for them both to make it work. But, you know, along the way from different festivals, we've collected many different stories of people who have either, you know, the time they were conventioneered and it didn't work out, or, you know, mixed couples who say that it adds a little extra spice in their relationship to have the different points of view.
Yeah.
You know, the only time I find it even slightly difficult is, like, now, when you have...
An election going on,
and especially in Connecticut. I mean, we're constantly just on television, commercials, and him not being from Connecticut, he's just starting to learn who the candidates are. And, of course, he has opinions on who should be elected, and I have my own, but we just tend to keep them to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
When we do debate about it, we do listen to each other. I try to see his point of view on where he's coming from, where he tries to see mine as well. But, it, you know, in our relationship, that isn't it isn't an issue. It just makes us who we are.
Janine, thanks so much for your call. Brian in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, I wanted to talk about how I was raised in Salt Lake City, which is a very, very, you know, Republican state. And my father married one of the, like, dozen Democrats in the state of Utah. And so, you know, there was, you know, is there like the 70s, and my mom studied political science in the early 70s and stuff. So very, very political, both of them. And they decided to have a prenuptial agreement where they wouldn't put any bumper stickers on the cars and no political signs in the front yard. That's their prenuptial agreement.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And how do you feel about it?
I'm totally apolitical, and that's another funny thing. My wife is very, very Democratic, and when she found out that I voted for President Bush, she said, how in the world could you do it? And I said, well, the only reason that I did was because he was a stronger supporter of the space program. It's the only reason I chose him. And she said, you know something? That's the only answer that wouldn't have caused me to dump you.
So she likes that you're apolitical?
She could, yeah, she's fine with that. As long as I don't, you know, get in her way or make sure that I, you know, I'm not super conservative or at least not very loud about it, she doesn't mind.
You don't get in her face about it. All right, Brian, really. Thank you very much for your call. We're taking calls from people in mixed political marriages or other love affairs with Morris Stevens, who has made a film called Conventioneers, which is a romantic comedy set against the Republican convention in New York in 2004 with the man lover being the delegate from Texas, and the woman is a protester at the convention, though they are old friends. More, it does seem like, from what I know of the film, the Republican guy is actually a little more open-minded than the liberal woman, yes?
Well, over the course of the story, the relationship opens his mind. They're both political virgins, and that, you know, after college, they each returned to their own very secluded areas. He returned to Texas, became even more conservative. She returned to New York. They'd been friends in Dartmouth and surrounded herself by other liberal friends. And so as they meet in New York, each on opposite sides of the convention, they're each kind of political virgins, having not met the enemy in the flesh. So when they get into these explosive arguments, it's the first time really meeting one-on-one on these issues. And over the course of falling in love with her, over many boundaries, they had never actually hooked up in college, his mind is opened up both emotionally and politically.
And he's opened up in this film not only by his Democratic lover, but by New York City.
Absolutely,
he?
Absolutely.
How so?
Well, the film is also kind of a Valentine to New York and trying to capture that very tumultuous moment in history. I mean, New York is, as you know, still 5-1 Democrat, but it was the first time we were having the convention, Republican convention in New York. So the Republicans were coming in using New York as a symbol for the war on terror. And so it was a very, very divisive time. And so it was pushing everybody in one direction or the other. So here he is in New York. Leah pushes him to go visit a homeless shelter out in Staten Island. He sees the protesters in New York who push him, you know, in the other direction. He's also has his delegate activities. And there are a lot of real Republicans in the movie who are playing characters having never acted before, including the actor who plays Senator Fetter is a leading Republican lawyer in New York named Sandy Fetter.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets the other side as well.
And so here's another clip from the film in which you intersperse the protest footage with President Bush's convention speech.
I believe that America is called to lead the cause of freedom in a new century. For as long as our country stands, people will look to the resurrection of New York City and they will say, here buildings fell, here a nation rose.
Morris Stevens, filmmaker of Conventioneers. Let's go back to some of your calls with your stories of mixed political relationships. Susan in White Plains, you're on WNYC. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
All right. So what's your story?
So my story is that I've always been very, very involved in lefty politics and have gone to several protests for a living. for 9 years. I registered people to vote by the thousands, and my husband is apolitical at best and a staunch conservative at worst. And during the 2004 elections, things got so heated between us. We were engaged at the time, and we almost broke up. I remember getting up on a couch at one point and during one of the debates and yelling at him, "I can't believe that you agree with these people."
These
so
people.
Which was worse, when he was apolitical or when he was conservative?
Well, he's conservative, but he doesn't vote. So almost in a way, it's better because I know that I am voting. And so, you know, things sort of are negated and my vote is counting and his isn't because he's not actually going out and voting. So it's okay.
There's actually a character in the movie who's the woman Leah's father, who is an apolitical Democrat, who at the time had been disillusioned with what was happening and felt like he couldn't support Kerry, so he felt like he wasn't going to vote, and that was a source of conflict between them. Sometimes it's hard to say which is worse, people who don't actually take action or people who, you know, agree or disagree the opposite way.
By the way, I haven't mentioned yet that Conventioneers is playing at the Village East Theater at 2nd Avenue and 12th Street. And Morgan in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Suzanne, thanks a lot. Morgan, you're up next. Hi, Morgan. Oh, Morgan is gone. All right, let's try... Oh, David in Montclair is in an even more extremely mixed relationship, I think. Hi, David.
Hello, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Good. Yeah, I was raised by two communist parents. Have many memories of being, you know, as a child, being in meetings and basements and going to demonstrations and things like that. Of course, very liberal. I don't side with either party, the Democrats or the Republicans. I feel that we need a complete different form of government here in this country.
So, who are you involved with?
And my wife was more conservative. Wouldn't really call herself a Republican, but pretty much sided with their views.
And has she changed?
Yes, she definitely has. Which to me just confirms that these people with these views, given the right information and being able to get through, you know, their clouded vision, they're actually able to see the truth and to realize, you know, what's right.
So through your personal relationship, there was a transformation politically of your wife, you think?
Yes, definitely. And she thanks me for it today.
David, thank you very much. So, Maura, there's another twist. Mm-hmm. The political proselytizer in the bedroom.
Yes, yes. Very effective, probably.
Claire and Randolph, you're on WNYC. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm a Democrat. My husband is a Republican. And we've somehow managed to balance it out. And a lot of times we make a joke out of it. It used to be more of an issue than it is now. But while I'm out on the Board of Education and managing a anti-development coalition, he's making sure that the books are balanced and, you know, handling all the fiscally responsible issues that need to be handled in the House. So it's somehow we've come to a place as a couple that we're somewhere in the middle.
And do you talk politics still? Or?
He's more apolitical, but we do from time to time when there's an important issue. And we agree to disagree most times.
Thank you for your call. So we've got about a minute left, Maura. With this film, do you hope to help change the nature of the political conversation in America?
Absolutely. Well, the idea of the film is not a propaganda piece, but to provoke a dialogue both about the divide in the country and to just motivate people to take action, to vote, to you know, give a damn about politics. And so I hope that people will see the film. It's playing this week at the Village East. And to stay tuned. We're actually collecting some Conventioneer Red State, Blue State love stories on our website, conventioneersmovie.com, because I love all these stories of mixed... I myself am Korean and Irish, so I love these clashing culture stories. Oh. And I think this is America's two clashing cultures right now, Republicans and Democrats.
Sounds like the hardest thing your characters run up against is their friends.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, if you can reach out to somebody and also remember to vote, that would be great.
All right. Maura Stevens, Her film, Conventioneers, is playing at the Village East Theater. That's 2nd Avenue and 12th Street. Is it a limited run with a particular date?
Absolutely. It's only guaranteed till Thursday, so please check it out and come see it.
And if people see it, it'll stay longer?
Absolutely. So come now.
Good luck. Thanks a lot for sharing it with
us. Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Leonard Lopate coming up next. Stay with us. Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.